Blog Talk Radio.
Have you done your yoga today?
DDP Yoga. It ain't your mama's yoga.
Savage, you wanna come into my real world? I'm gonna snap into yours.
Brother.
My question to you is, what are you? Some kind of a gemologist or something that spring stampede we're all gonna see if DDP has got any family jewels at all?
Pretty heavy.
I say
on you
that you got none.
I'm a dog.
Well, macho man. I guess we're gonna find out at Spring Stampede.
Wait a minute.
And don't forget to bring your little bimbo Liz.
Whoa.
Because since I'm bringing the lady, you might as well bring the tramp.
Hey, this is Chris Jericho. Honestly, DDP Yoga changed my life, and it probably saved my career, both in wrestling and in music. It's the best thing I've ever done for my health, mentally. I feel so much stronger, I feel so much better, I feel younger. And the best thing about it is I can do it whenever I want.
An internet weight loss sensation. Nearly 3 million clicks to see Arthur Borman's transformation from this to this. 100 pounds gone with yoga?
Arthur, when you started YRG, how much did you weigh?
297.
297. What are you weighing now?
156.
How long were you walking on those canes, bro? 15 years. This man right here shows that anything is possible, but it starts right here.
For anyone to have any question of whether or not it works, just look at my stuff, because the proof is absolutely in the gluten-free, dairy-free pudding, because all I'm doing is DDP Radio.
It's DDP
Radio.
Okay, this time I did not have it on mute. We were just letting that fade away. To start the show, you know, we just wanted to say we believe children are beautiful, and at Team DDP Yoga, we wanted to take a few moments on the phone and in the chat to pay respects and memories and prayers to those fallen in Newtown who were taken away from us. Okay, and it's Wednesday, December 19th. Do you know where we are? We don't.
Not a damn clue.
Not a damn clue. We are here in our private bunkers trying to hunt down Slim, the man who is the co-host of the evening and a former Warrior of the Month. You got Sparky with you from the East Coast, Northern East Coast in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and Robert from our headquarters in Florida. What's going on, Robert?
You know, that's always a loaded question, man. I don't think the show's long enough to really encapsulate everything that's going on. So, you know, I'm staying busy, doing the usual stuff.
Staying busy and doing the usual stuff, that works.
Yes. Yeah.
And I know for you it's pretty much the same for me, and this is my routine tagline when work gets to be a bitch, which it's been, and for a lot of people working up to Christmas, the stress of the holidays on top of work, on top of like all the food that's being thrown at you right now. Man, it's a dog-eat-dog world, and I'm wearing milk bone underwear. And if that doesn't give away, I'm a Cheers fan, or used to be a Cheers fan. I don't know what will.
Absolutely, without a doubt. And speaking of Slim, I think his dog has stopped barking now, so are you there, brother?
Yeah, dude, sorry about that. My I got two dude freaking smoked too soon. My mutt go freaking out of control when my wife gets home, so I had to kind of lay low for a minute, but we're rocking and rolling now.
But how does your dog really act?
What's that?
Huh?
My dog acts like I am also wearing milk bone underwear. No. Which, by the way, how do I actually get my hands on a pair of those? Because I've never been more turned on in my life than thinking about Sparky and milk bone underwear.
Well, would you look at the time? I think it's about time to wrap this up.
Yes.
I'll make it creepy right off the bat. I don't care.
Mission accomplished.
<That's> okay. It's getting hot in here, so, you know, everybody take off all your clothes, including milk bone underwear.
Nice.
Oh, geez. All right, so we've got a lot happening tonight, as you can tell already. But I wanted to hit a few things off because I think I took some notes for tonight's show, guys.
Ooh, notes.
I haven't done that in a long time. I used to have this board, Slim, that I used to prepare for every DDP radio show. It was actually pretty sick. I had like a spot for quotes. I had a spot for the phone number and the Twitter feed and the Facebook at, you know, which is at DDP Yoga and, you know, DDP Yoga on Facebook. And then like a little spot for, you know, new members and all kinds of shit and the guests and questions that were going on. So I didn't get into a huge production tonight, but I thought, you know, maybe tonight we could throw a shout out to our sponsor.
Yeah.
I decided we had a sponsor tonight.
I was curious when we got a sponsor.
Yes. And that would be the DDP Yoga Retreat.
Hi.
Good choice. I was going to go for Chorus, but, you know, whatever.
Yeah. That would be great. By the way, if anybody is listening and you know, you want to sponsor us, Robert and I, and we'll throw Slim in here, we're always good for some free swag. So
always.
Throw it to us and we'll talk you up.
Yeah, especially if you're, I'm good.
Yeah, and by the way, if you're talking beer, Green's beer makes an awesome stout that's absolutely gluten-free. You know, if the spoonerisms I do with my language are they're just terrible.
Yeah, that's actually German for gluten-free.
Thank you. I'm glad I brought my translator with me. But it's a fantastic beer despite my horrible English. And give it a try. It's very good stuff. So, but the DDP Yoga Retreat, it's happening the 10th through the 15th of July of this year in Riviera Maya at El Dorado Royale, which rocks the Hizzy. And I've seen the pictures. I've talked to people who've been there. They've had a blast while being down there. And, man, it seems like the coolest place to be. And spots are going pretty damn quick this year, aren't they, Robert?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they're going at a much faster clip than any of the previous years that we've been there.
Because honestly, I think it's been about almost 5 or 6 months out that he's announced it. But Dallas is so on top of this retreat that he announced it like right after the end of the last one.
Yeah.
So people were rushing in. And typically he's only got about 60 spots on this thing. So if you want to ride the lightning with DDP down in Mexico, you should do it. And the best part is, you know, it's going to be a good trip because his sister sets it all up with Travel Smiths. So, and Christina Ann in the chat saying it's the best vacation ever, which, I mean, she should know. I believe she's been there, so, or else she wouldn't be saying it's the best ever. So if you want to go, I'm going to throw you out Travel Smith's number right here. It's 732-899-8400. And from my experience, Sally and her people are fantastic. I was all set to go on the very first DDP yoga retreat. Had some personal tragedy happen in the family, had a family member pass away. They took care of me. I had to make one phone call to TravelSmiths, and they fixed everything for me. They got my money back, got everything back, situated with the airlines, with the resort, everything. And they were very sympathetic in doing so. That is a place I will do business with again and again and again. And that gets a second backing from Christina in the chat. So this team is excellent, and they'll definitely take care of you. As will Dallas, and, you know, Arthur's going to be there, and Stacy's going to be there, and Chef Bill, you're going to get some excellent food. And be prepared to be in some pain and sweat a little bit, because there's going to be some awesome workouts.
That actually reminds me about the new workshop that we're having in I believe it's January or February. It's up on ddpyoga.com under the workshops section, but it's sure. going to be the ultimate workshop, and it's only open to like 20 people.
This is going to be a accountability crib, right?
Yeah, it's going to be at DDP's house with Jake and Louie and the dog. And
you know, that's a workout. Trying to keep the dog away from you while you're doing like broken airplane and shit like that.
Yeah, that would be awesome. So you should do that, Slim. But like a T-bone in your teeth, try to hold that position.
Dude, so he's doing that then, but if you miss that, it's like in February, he's throwing up two workshops, one for you if you're around Florida, in Tampa, Florida.
Yeah.
So he's got, and he does the beginners and the advanced at both of these. So one's in D1 Fitness in Tampa on February 9th.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's Funk Fitness in, I don't know where Funk Fitness is at, but I'm going to find out for y'all. It's the 23rd of February.
I want to say it's in Detroit, but don't quote me on that, because generally I have no idea what I'm talking about.
Yeah, there you go, Brighton, Michigan, so which there you go. I will take as being right outside of Detroit.
And just a quick fun fact about the Tampa workshop. Not only will one Mrs. Laura Gillian be at that workshop, but one Slim Gillian will be at that workshop as well.
Nice. So if you ever wanted to take a shot at Slim, this is your chance to do it in person.
Yeah. Bring it on.
Dude, actually, what day is that now? Actually, the Tampa one is February 9th. Man, I am sliding down through. No, I'm stopping in Atlanta. I'm flying out to Aruba for a vacation. Yay me, the end of February, but the beginning of February. Man, I've always wanted to do this Tampa trip where I stalk Slim and Robert, and I might just have to make that happen February 9th. I don't know.
You won't do it.
I won't do it. I'm just not a risk taker. I'm a talker. I'm a bullshit artist. No.
Yeah, if we can like move on to something we don't already know, that'd be great.
All right. Well, I'm trying to keep this safe for the children and the adults. So.
I don't see it being that kind of show, but you know what?
No, I don't see it coming back from this. Yeah, and I'm slightly a little out of it because on top of NyQuil, I do have a little bit of vino in my system. I have a little bit of a cold going on. You know, these winter, you get a flu shot and you still get all these colds. You know, it's a bunch of bullshit, but that's what goes down. And Neti Pot has been my friend. I don't know. Do you guys Neti Pot?
Oh, yeah.
If you get a head cold, a neti pot is the shit, man. You put some saline solution, some distilled water, a little heated up, and you actually run this shit through your sinuses, through your nose, and it dries you out like nobody's business. And I'm getting a thumbs up from Stacey Kennedy in the chat. I'm getting tired already because Stacey normally takes care of the chat and watching the chat. I'm trying to watch the chat, talk to you guys, and maybe I should take on the switchboard too and let you two talk.
It didn't go so well.
That was a plot for you too. Take it.
Well, you know, actually, well, I wanted to say one thing about the neti pot that I learned from personal experience is that saline solution is good, Drano bad.
Oh, God.
I just want to throw that in there.
Remind me to tell you later what the Drano comment reminded me of, because it's certainly not safe for the show.
Okay, I'm curious.
You should be. But so that'll be cool. If anybody can make Tampa or Michigan happy, you guys won't regret it at all. Working out with DDP is super awesome, and getting a chance to see Robert. Are you going to Tampa for the workout?
Probably not.
Okay, if I make it happen, if I come to Tampa, will you go to the workout?
Yeah. If you're there, yeah, definitely, man. I wouldn't possibly miss the opportunity for a drive-by. You know, there's no way.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I do need somebody to think about taking me out of my misery. So Robert is that kind of friend, and I appreciate that very much.
Absolutely. You know.
So, which is really cool, since we're doing this sort of, you know, Stream of Consciousness show, which always a community show is good for that. You know, Team DDP Yoga, for all of you new people listening in, because we got a shitload of guests in the chat. If you haven't been to TeamDDPYoga.com, check it out, because without TeamDDPYoga.com, I wouldn't have some of the coolest friends that I talk to more than, you know, friends I grew up with, friends from college, people at work I see every day. You know, I can text Slim at any time and get an awesome reply back. I can, you know, chat it up with Robert. And we have the weekly calls to catch up, and, you know, Doug and Rich and Katie and, you know, everybody, Stacy, I can just list tons and tons of names. I'm sure, like, Ninja can list all her names, and Stacy can do hers, and Katie can do hers, and Robert can do his. But what is Team DDP Yoga, guys? I mean, it is thebomb.com.
I couldn't hear you over Slim's dog. Could you say that again?
I'm so sorry.
No, it's all good, man. What was the last sentence? Just repeat that last sentence there, Sparky.
I'm just talking about how awesome Team DDP is.
Oh, the NyQuil's hitting.
Yeah, the NyQuil's hitting. But aside Slim's dog, God, I can't even get ownership and nouns right. It's all over. NyQuil's bad, kids. NyQuil's bad. Team DDP Yoga is the place to be, because you're going to find tons of people who can relate to you. And you might not relate with anybody, but you're going to, you know, with everybody. But you're going to find somebody who has walked the path. We have, good God, almost 12,500 members.
Yeah. That's crazy.
That is crazy. And like 6,000 of them are Slim. So that's why it's so awesome in there right now. So
I was going to make that joke. I was going to pass that one by.
So sorry. Dude, I was trying to get my dog to shut up. I was listening, but I couldn't talk. Sorry.
Slim, you never pay attention to me or tell me how pretty I am anymore.
Hi, dude. I'm the worst lover ever.
The magic is gone, and looks like we're out of time. So,
yeah, honeymoon is over, baby.
I just want to remind. Okay, you guys got this little quirky thing going on, little romance thing going on. I can shut this thing down at any time. Just want to let you guys know that.
Okay, Robert, I told you
noted.
Virtual hug coming your way. Hey, I told you about the present I was going to send you, and you told me you were going to burn it. So I got to find another bromance. Slim is my backup bromance.
Okay, but I think you should keep on the down low.
Okay, so, but for all the guests, all kidding aside, Team DDP Yoga is the place to be, because you're going to find your motivation and some inspiration and people going on the journey that you're about to start. People have been there, people have fallen, and let me talk a little bit about falling, because you come into this and you think you're going to sprint to the finish. And Robert and Slim, is there a finish?
No.
No, no, never.
Why not?
Because it's a lifestyle.
I think as humans, if you're not moving forward perpetually, you're dying. You know what I mean? For me, you know, I have a goal weight, you know, and maybe I'll hit that weight, and maybe I'll lose more, or maybe I'll keep the same weight. But it's still an active decision to maintain this lifestyle, to maintain my fitness level, to maintain my health, et cetera. And so the only way that I'll ever stop that is when I stop living entirely and I have no choice.
Now, it kind of reminds me of Jake and Alcohol Anonymous, you know, because I know how tough that is after you've been doing what he's been doing for so long. He's got to get up every day and make that conscious decision to not drink for the day. You know, and it's the same thing with anybody, but it's kind of like the same thing in a positive spin. You've got to get up every day and decide you're going to do the workout or you're going to eat right or, you know, whatever. But it's not something that you can do. It's not like a 30 or a 60 day fix because, you know, those don't work. I mean, if Stacey was on here right now, she'd be talking about all the crash diets that she went on before where she would lose 40 or 50 pounds and gained it all back and then some. You know, it's not, those kind of things aren't sustainable.
That's damn straight. And you know, people get so married to the scale and so many different things in 30, 60, 90 days. You got to throw all that away. Like, Slim, you've grabbed it, and what month are you on right now? I'd say days, but you're like.
Yeah, I just passed, my last weigh-in was my 7-month mark. So my next weigh-in coming up in January will be 8 months.
Now, Slim, because you had so much to lose, I mean, you lost a lot to start off with because you did weigh so much and because you were going from not being that active to being very active and, you know, eating badly to eating well. You did all that at the same time, so you lost a lot at the beginning. And I'm assuming it slowed down a little bit at least. Is it hard for you mentally to maintain the traction that you've already gained?
It is actually a very good question, and it's a question that I have not stopped getting since my last weigh-in. I posted up a 7-month update, you know, and I lost 9 pounds last month. And when you compare that with the 38 pounds that I lost the very first month that I was in DDP yoga, people look at those numbers and think, man, that is a huge gap from 38-pound loss to a 9-pound loss. And the most common question that I've got in the last couple of weeks was how do you deal with the fact that you only lost 9 pounds? And I have to look at these people and think, well, my God, I still lost 9 pounds. Isn't that something to be proud of? So for me,
absolutely.
You know, yeah. And so for me, it's, you know, this is going to sound terrible, you know, and kind of scientifically impossible, but if I never lost another pound again, I would still feel amazing about the fact that I'm living a better and healthier lifestyle. Now, couple that with the fact that as I eat right and as I get, you know, stay active and stay moving, you know, scientifically, you know, the weight's just going to come off. And as evident, you know, in this last month, you know, it was a 9-pound loss. I hit my goal, but I didn't exceed my goal. It was the first time since I started DDP yoga that I haven't exceeded my goal. And the reality is it didn't really affect me. And in fact, I could have missed that goal entirely, and it wouldn't have really affected me because it really is just a number. And I know that a lot of people in the chat room like to say that a lot. And hopefully this doesn't come out mean or come out, you know, rude, but a lot of those folks, I think, you know, aren't quite being honest with themselves. You know, I think that they're conditioning themselves to say things like, oh,
yeah,
it's just a number, it doesn't affect me. But then I see really their demeanor change, and, you know, I see how they act and respond to other things, and it's kind of evident that they're bothered by the number that they saw on the scale. So for me, it's totally a choice. It's a choice where you have to say, you know what, at the end of the day, you know, I'm living a better, healthier, happier, you know, more active life, you know, so no matter what the number on the scale says, you know, that doesn't determine my worth, you know, as a human or my worth, you know, as a yogi, if you will. I'm very fortunate that that number doesn't bother me. you know, if I completely miss my next goal, it's not really going to bother me, because I know that over time I'm going to lose that weight, that race, and you know, or lose that weight. And I guess the kind of phrase there is that slow and steady wins the race.
Yes.
You know, kind of mentality for me is that, you know, if I lose 9 pounds this month, great. If I lose 2 pounds next month, that's great. As long as I'm not, like, gaining, you know, 100 pounds overnight, you know. I mean, obviously there'd be an issue there, but you know, it took a long time for me to get to where I'm at, and it's going to take a long time for me to find my way back home, you know.
Absolutely.
And that's the journey that I'm excited for.
Yeah, a lot of the... Go ahead, talk, Sparky.
No, I was just going to say, you got to be. I was going to toss two things in real quick. I know we had a caller on the line. Sorry, we talk a lot. If you call back, we'll get you on right away. So,
don't make promises you can't keep.
I keep every promise.
Yeah. But go ahead. Well, what were you going to throw out there, man?
No, I was going to toss back I wanted to hit a couple welcomes. Real quick, we used to remember when we were small enough we could welcome everybody.
Well, before you do that, before you go off course, you know, there's something I want to say to Slim while we're on that subject.
Yeah,
quick.
Yeah, hit that subject.
Generally, the big bulk of people that I interact with and that have come onto the show, and the majority of those people would say, "Well, I only lost 6 pounds this month," or you know, and that's pretty much the normal. Place where their head goes, I guess. And it's, I wish that more people had, you know, I'm on the journey. I wish they had that perspective. I'm on the journey and I'm going this way. And even if I didn't lose a lot of weight, you know, I wish more people had that perspective, because it's really not about the weight loss, because your body's becoming more attuned to it. You're gaining muscle, which weighs more than fat. You know, there's a lot of different things that are going on. So it's not specifically the number that you need to be focused on. There's a lot of other things going on.
Yeah, I think the most detrimental thing, or the most detrimental word even, that can be in anyone's head that's in this kind of journey, whether it's a temporary journey just to gain or lose something, you know, or if it's a lifelong journey, the most detrimental word is only. And I don't know why that word is so prominent with people in my position, or people through, even I see it all the time in Team DDP Yoga, you know, that only. Well, I can only hold a push-up for 2 seconds. You know, I can only hold plank for 3 seconds.
Yes.
I can only do a push-up on my knees. I only lost 5 pounds. And I'm like, good God, think about what you're doing, you know. For me to go, well, I can only do one push-up, I'm 400 and some odd pounds. The fact that I can do a push-up at all is mind-blowing. So, you know, like, revel in that fact and rejoice in that fact, you know. I can only run 2 miles. Like, dude, you know, you couldn't have done that a year ago. You know, these are all great victories. I think for me, what really helps propel me is to really acknowledge the small victories along the way. And every single person involved in Team DDP has those same victories. They're small. They're minute. Hey, man, I lost a pound. That's freaking awesome. Rejoice in that fact. Don't get upset that you only lost 1 pound.
Yeah.
You know, pick yourself up, put your big boy pants on, and work a little harder next month if you want to lose some more weight. But, dude, you stop saying only. Yeah, I think everyone out there needs to get that word out of their vocabulary, you know, entirely, because it is truly detrimental to a lot of people's mentality, unfortunately.
Yeah, no, I absolutely agree with that, Slim, because what only does, and what you're saying is absolutely true, it presents a limitation. Only is a limitation, and it's either going to be something that you're going to get frustrated with, or it's going to be something that's going to present to you a limitation that allows you to quit.
Sure.
You know, and you're absolutely right, take it out. Because if you can only do that, quit now, walk away.
Yep.
And we don't advise that. I mean,
no.
We'll move on.
Yeah, I'm all for it. I mean, we've talked about it so many times, Sparky. I'm all for changing. The brain is such a big part of the game.
Yeah.
It really is. You need to police your thoughts and correct those negative thoughts, and that'll help you change so many other things.
Well, one of the things that you said, Slim, is when you were talking about removing only, you talked about temporary, and it called up. Sometimes it's some of my closing quote, but it's one of my favorite quotes. It's permanent change doesn't come from temporary choices.
Yep.
You know, if you think you're only going to do something for a little bit, you're never going to see where you think, where your mind has put you at that point. You're never going to get to your fullest potential.
You know, one of the things that I learned from doing the workouts and the way that that affects you is, like, you know, because one of my favorite workouts is doing Strength Builder. And, you know, I call the wrap and burn the bound and gagged for a reason. But, you know, I found myself talking myself out of that move before I even got to it, going, okay, I'm not going to be able to do this. It's amazing, really, what you keep yourself from doing.
Okay, and I made a promise that said if we had another caller, if the caller called back, we'd get them on right away, and we do have somebody on the line who actually wants to speak to us. Go figure.
Wow. We've got 415.
Yes.
415.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can. How are you doing?
Okay. I'm good, thanks. My name's Shiva. I live in the San Francisco Bay Area. And I just joined the community and bought the DVDs for two reasons. I kind of live in the land of yoga. There's a ton of yoga here, but I really like DDP's personality, and I don't like the usual coconut water drinking yoga guru type at all. They bug me.
So
he makes me smile. And, sorry,
go
what?
Home. I said, you are our kind of person then.
Okay, good.
We don't like the own kind of bullshit. Great.
So did you say your name was Shira?
And my name is Shiva. Kind of like that famous yoga instructor, Shiva Rhea, but I didn't name myself. My parents were Berkeley.
No, I was going to say that's like the coolest name I've ever heard.
Hey,
thank you.
That works.
So the thing I'm calling about is I get the feeling a lot of people who are doing DDP are kind of new to fitness, and that's great. I'm glad they're inspired and doing something. I've been working out for a while, and I'm 5'5". I'm about 19% body fat. So I'm 135 pounds overall, and I just want to lose 5 or 10 pounds, but I already lift weights, and I run, and kind of doing a lot of stuff. And so I'm strong, but I'm not that flexible. And the second reason I got the yoga videos is because I want to learn some of those cool moves where you're like balancing yourself or you're doing a headstand and coming down into a plank. And when I ask a typical yoga instructor, how long would it take me to do that? I get some answer like, well, it depends on your practice. And which is not telling me anything. And I'm just wondering how often should I do this in conjunction with all my other stuff?
Okay, let's take, can you do black rope? Have you seen black rope?
Yeah.
You can do that?
No, I can't do it. I can't do it yet,
okay.
But I've only like done the tapes. You know,
okay.
I've only done two of your workouts so far. I'm really new.
Okay, I will tell you this. Based on what you said about what great shape you're in, because you sound like you're in amazing shape, which it's building up your core, your shoulders and your arms. But something like Black Crow, if you're hitting this about 4 days a week and you're hitting fat burn energy, maybe you're getting up to, you know, two workouts a day, I may be advantageous saying you should hit that in 60 to 90 days, something like that. Now,
okay. So it still takes a while. Like, you still have to put in the time for those.
Yeah, it really depends on where you are at with your strength and your core strength and your balance now. So, I mean, it's really hard to point at someone and say, okay, you can do it in 2 weeks, because it all really depends on where you're at.
Okay,
yeah.
And did you say do 2 days a week? Like, I need to do yoga 2 days a week?
Twice a day, yeah. There was a point, and I'm telling you my experience.
Sorry,
and when
I can't do it twice a day because I'm already doing my weights and my. And that's what I was also asking. If I'm already hitting the gym and I'm running and I'm doing the weights, how often should I be doing yoga?
Well, I'm going to say that's actually a few, like, I don't do weights for the most part. When I started DDP yoga, I started once a day, and then I ended up doing twice a day. And I'm talking fat burner energy, which are about 30-minute workouts. So I'm doing it about an hour a day, okay? But if you're hitting all the weights and whatnot, the thing is hitting the weights is going to work sort of against the flexibility in the yoga, but the yoga is going to help work against the weights because the weights are going to tighten you up a little bit.
Yes.
I mean, we have people doing it depending on their time. I'd say, you know, if you're going to throw this in as a supplemental, if you hit it like 3 days a week, you're going to keep your flexibility and you're going to do pretty well and you're going to maintain. If you can do it more than that, great.
Okay.
But my gut is telling you, if you threw energy, fat, burner, and worked your way to mixtape, if you got 30 minutes a day, if that's what you're working with, mixtape is awesome. And that'll keep you flex and help supplement, you know, what you're doing with your weights. What do you guys think?
You know, the only thing that I do personally is DDP yoga, so it's really hard for me to comment on that.
So can I ask you something? Because I don't know exactly who I'm talking with. I haven't seen your photos, but you only do DDP yoga. Are you ripped? Because that's what I want to be. Like, I'm almost there. You can kind of almost see my ab muscles, and I want the last step of go from, you know, pretty fit to just ripped.
Yeah, well, with me, I mean, I have very little body fat, but then again, you've got to look at me. I started with very little body fat. I started doing DDP yoga to gain weight. I mean, usually when you get to that last little bit, from what I understand, a lot of it has to do with diet more than exercise than anything.
Yeah. And my diet, it's no problem other than the ridiculous amount of confusing information out there.
Oh,
I can keep to 1,500 calories a day without, you know, feeling hungry or whatever. I'm okay. And it's a good balance. I mean, and I just learned all this in the past year. I dropped about 20 pounds before I got to you guys.
I think you're kind of like everybody here. To get completely ripped, which you can on DDP yoga, if you look at people like Boston Bad Boy Chris, Kyle Downey, me, yes, Robert, and if you look at Slim,
totally ripped. If you look at my pictures, I have a clearly defined six pack.
Yes.
Nice.
It's a picture of somebody else's six pack, but you can definitely see it there.
What it's come down to for people is, and this has actually come down to for me too. This is Sparky speaking. I know you said, you know, you're throwing a lot of voices at you. I lost 50 pounds. I went to Atlanta and worked out with DDP back in March, and I got to the thinnest I ever was at 180 pounds. I actually had to really maintain my diet. I wasn't completely ripped, and that was me at 2 years, but I got really serious to get down to 180 pounds, and I was doing my red hot core, doing my ab workout, doing my push-ups. I had definition in my chest and in my arms. And I would get it in my stomach if I sat and I really paid attention to the diet. And the diet for me is key. And the diet for me needed to be gluten-free, dairy-free, cutting sugar, and really going through that. And I really believe in that. And when he talks about, you know, the inflammation that comes from that and gluten and all the junk, I think it's key. I was really juicing a lot then, too. And I really believe in juicing for getting to that cut stage. I don't think it, I mean, maintaining it is very tough because I don't think you can maintain that level.
Right.
For me, it was actually, I was at a calorie restriction and everything else. I was trying to jam the protein. And as far as trying to get good protein when you're going gluten-free is tough too, because I was doing a lot of Rice protein shakes and things like that. But, you know, I was probably 70% of my calories. I was 110% of my protein. You know, eating about six times a day. So I don't know where you're at.
I look at those programs and I could do them, but that doesn't seem sustainable over the long haul. And part of what drew me to yoga is it is something you could do forever. So maybe I need to let go of this idea of being completely ripped if what it takes is, you know.
Yeah. I mean, you will get definition. I'm not going to guarantee it's going to work differently for everybody's body, because there are people out there who can eat credit cards and plastic and anything they want and still be ripped.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the best thing about yoga, it's a full core exercise where weightlifting is going to focus on your shoulders, it's going to focus on your biceps, your triceps, and then your chest. You know, the thing about DDP yoga, like going to down dog, for instance, in down dog, you're stretching your hamstrings, you're stretching your calves, you know, you're putting a lot of weight on your shoulders, your forearms, and your chest. So you're building up all your muscles there, and you're strengthening your stomach and your core. So there's a lot about that that's full body engagement that's going to catch mm-hmm. more of your body to keep you better in shape and burning a lot at the same time. So, I mean, I don't know if that helps, but
yeah. I mean, it was good to get that whole 60 to 90 day number from you, because I'm starting to see that there's no shortcut here. It's not like where you go pump a bunch of weights and within a week or so you see that you look more jacked or something. This is a long term kind of commitment.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean,
okay.
Go through and troll some of the profiles. I mean, take a look at some of the people like Kyle. You know, mine's up there. Take a look at Stacy's. Take a look at Doug's. And you'll start to see where people have been, because they've kept their photographs. And mm-hmm. then if you read some of their blogs, you have the time to read some of them. I know it's time intensive, but a lot of people have, you know, diaried their journeys. So you can actually see what worked for them and how they got there.
Yeah, I mean, okay. The bulk of people who do this obviously are doing it for the weight loss, and they're, like you said, a lot of them, it's their first real physical thing. But we also have several members that are trainers that are, you know, like Stevie Richards does this just to supplement his other things. We've got a couple of personal trainers on the site that do it just to supplement the other things that they're doing. So they're definitely out there.
Look for them. No. Yeah. Okay. I will do that. Thanks, guys. I appreciate your information.
Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Thanks.
So one last, like, weird little question.
Yeah.
Is there a moderator that, like, looks over the, how do I say this? Like, I'd like to take my photos and post them or whatever, but I don't want any creepy guys contacting me or anything.
We
how do you guys deal with that?
Well, we definitely keep a very close eye on what's going on in the community, and, you know, I say this to you and I say this to everyone who's listening. You can contact either me or Sparky if you ever have any problem with anyone, and we will take care of it for you. Number two, the site is closed. You have to have a membership and password to get in, so it's, you know, it's not going to show up on Google or anything like that. So the site is closed to the outside world. And also, number three, when you upload a photo, there's a little icon above them, and I think it's there, but you can decide who you share your pictures with. Either it's everyone on the site or just your friends, that kind of thing. So only your friends will be able to see your pictures.
Oh, nice. Okay. Well, thanks very much.
You're welcome.
I'll tune in next time.
Awesome. Good.
Okay.
Thanks for the call.
Sure. Bye.
That was an awesome call from somebody new to the site. So hopefully it gives everybody who's listening who's new a lot of information.
Absolutely, and we've got another call. Do you want to jump to that, or?
Yeah, why not? Let's hit it.
Okay, it's area code 253.
Hey, what's going on, guys? My name's Keith.
Hey, how you doing, man?
Hey, good, man. This is the first time I'm listening to you guys' show. I just really got started with the program, and I was on the chat and was talking with Slim a little bit, and he said give a guys a call in. Had a quick question. Like I said, I'm pretty new to this. Only been doing it for about a week, and my question is, looking over, like, the nutritional program that kind of comes with the DVDs and everything,
yeah,
that's a pretty big change for me. Like, I was looking at, like, the phase one, phase two, phase three thing, and, you know, going the whole, like, gluten-free, dairy-free thing, like, I've never really thought about doing that before, and I was just wondering, like, for you guys that might be doing it or have done it, what were, like, some ways that you kind of transitioned into that, or did you guys just jump all the way in and throw everything out in your cupboards and just go for it? I mean, I was just kind of curious.
It was tough. This is Sparky. It was tough for me to toss everything from my cupboards just because not all of my family did it, which presented a huge challenge because I love to eat. Eating was a comfort thing for me, and, you know, I love Doritos and I love pizza.
right.
And I also love beer at the time. So I didn't jump into it right away, but very quickly I knew myself, and I knew if I didn't come up with something that was simple and repeatable that I would fail. So what I did is I created myself a menu based on, not on the phase three, because that has all the food combining and everything, but on the phase two, which was gluten-free and dairy-free. So I found some stuff, thank goodness to people at Team DDP Yoga, that were gluten-free, dairy-free alternatives, like going to rice milk and then going from rice milk to almond milk. I found some stuff, just basically some quick tips, like just start eating a lot of veggies when you're hungry. Because when all else fails, going with something that's from the earth most likely isn't going to be gluten-filled. So that's good.
Right.
So like a lot of veggies, a lot of nuts, things like that. And then what I did is I made myself a menu of things that I knew was gluten-free, dairy-free. Like, for instance, in the morning I'd get up and I'd have a blueberry. It sounds weird, but I'd have a blueberry, spinach, and rice milk smoothie. And then I would throw in some eggs afterwards, and I might head off to work and have a snack that was like a fruit or vegetable, carrots, sliced peppers, something like that. And then for lunch, you know, I would get some protein. I would throw down some, you know, I started finding like organic beef and things of that nature. I don't know if you necessarily have to go to organic beef right away, but it's something that I did, found it in the grocery store and hit it. And then I started finding pasta, because pasta was something I couldn't live without. So I found pinciata rice pasta, which you can find anywhere. You can find it on Amazon. But what I did is, and I made that menu repeatable, I ate the same thing every day, breakfast, lunch, dinner, and snacks for about 30 days. And,
okay.
And it sounds really messed up, but I knew if I didn't do that, that if I didn't create a habit, they say it takes 15 to 30 days, depending on where you read, to create a habit. I knew if I didn't create a habit, I might fail. So I just made it really simple. I knew everything I had to eat every day, and I made it a habit. And then what I ended up doing at the end of 30 days, I started finding alternatives. I really liked pizza. I wanted to reward myself with pizza, so I found Frank's Red Mill gluten-free pizza crust and put some, instead of dairy, regular dairy mozzarella cheese on it, found manchego and goat cheese, and threw on it. And I know I'm throwing a lot of different stuff out there, but basically what I'm trying to tell you is if you make it simple and you know everything that you make is gluten-free, dairy-free, make a simple menu, repeat it, and then start doing some research, you'll find alternatives, because you can go from milk to rice milk to almond milk. You can go from cheese to goat cheese to sheep cheese. You can go from, like, regular dough, pizza dough, to things like Bob's Red Mill pizza dough. And you can do that over and over for just about any product that you love and you think you can't live without. And if you don't know what that is, if you have something specific, just ask. And somebody on the site, or, you know, Robert or myself or somebody else, Stacy, could tell you. What do you guys think?
I think for me, ultimately it came down to a choice, and considering the food that I ate from the time I was very young until just 7 months ago, I mean, I love gluten. I think gluten's delicious. I don't even know if gluten has a taste, but if it does, it's delicious. It was one of the most important parts of my life. My whole life has always revolved around food, no matter what I do. And so the thought of, you know, I think giving up is a bad word. You know, with things like I gave this up, you know, as if, you know, it's some sacrifice, like the sad, you know, thing to grieve about, you know. And again, we're not like rejoicing in the fact that, hey, you know what, I'm changing my life and, you know, cultivating a really great lifestyle. We're saddened by things. I miss cake. I miss ice cream. We say weird things like that. For me, it was a choice, dude. A choice to say, you know what? I don't really need this stuff in my life. And the reality is, once you cut it out, you realize, for the most part, you don't really miss it anymore. The first couple weeks, bro, I'm going to tell you up front, were miserable. The first probably 2, 3, almost 4 weeks of my body detoxing, because I think a lot of people on here kind of gradually, you know, scoot into a lot of those things, and a lot of people don't. And I was inspired when I first started by a lot of folks who jumped straight in, and I said, hey, man, if they can do it, let me at least try it. You know, we went through and we threw everything in our house out. You know, everything that has sugar, artificial sweeteners, gluten, dairy, we just tossed it all and started fresh. And again, those first few weeks while I detoxed from all that stuff was the worst time of my life. It was miserable. But now on this side of it, I have no interest in those things. And when I do end up eating something that you know, is kind of gluten or sugar or dairy or what have you, a little bit snuck in there, you know, like eating at a restaurant where you don't quite have control over the seasonings, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if they use something that has gluten in it, not only can I tell, but I mean, it's, you know, I feel it almost instantly. And it's just a big reminder of the fact that I don't really need all that stuff in there anyway. So it sounds really, really intimidating to look at that and say, man, gluten-free is going to be so hard and dairy-free is going to be so hard. But the reality is if you make that choice, you're going to do it. You know, one of the phrases that's always in the back of my head, and I always hear it in DDP's voice, is what do you want? What do you want? What do you want? What do you want?
Mm-hmm.
Everything in life is a choice, you know, and so what do you want? Do you want your choices to lead you to a better lifestyle? Or do you want your choices to, you know, cause you to fall back into old ruts? And if, you know, if you focus on what you want and always keep that in the forefront of your brain, I think the switch will be a whole lot easier for you than you think it is.
Okay. Cool. Well, hey, I appreciate the help, guys. And like I said, I'm real new to this stuff, so I'm digging the radio show and digging the Team GDP site. And I've been on there the last few days checking stuff out, so appreciate everything.
Well, I appreciate it, man. Yeah. Anytime you have any questions, shut up, Sparky. just, you know, hit the forum, hit the chat room, hit us. Definitely hit Sparky. Just whatever you need. Engines are really easy to find.
Cool, man. I appreciate it, guys. And I'll freaking see you guys on the side sometime. Thanks.
Sounds good.
Awesome, dude. All right. Later on, bro. I wanted to throw this out for Keith and anybody else, and I always do it. And I actually have, on occasion, one or two people hit it up, but I threw an address out there, an email address, in case anybody wanted to hit me up for any questions aside the show. And it's teamgdpyoga@gmail.com. So that gets directly to Sparky. Yay! Other than that, you can hit Robert, me, Slim, Stacy, Doug, DDP, anybody on the site, because they got this cool thing. There's like private email and stuff on the site too. So,
yeah, and another good one is not only I was going to say Doug, but Dave Orth is a good one because he's there a lot and he's extremely helpful.
Yeah, proper props to Dave because Dave's all over the place helping out, and I know Stacey will want to give him a shout out, and Val wants to give him a shout out in the chat. Val, I'll give Val a shout out. Did I get really excited right there and really loud?
I think you did. Val. That was kind of creepy, really.
Very creepy.
Val. Anyway.
Well, hey, before you go on, man, the funny thing about Dave Orth, I mean, he is like on the site. He helps me tons, and I went and to make him one of the featured members. Because he's always there, he's helpful, he helps me like crazy. And there's a bug in the site that I can't make Dave a featured member, and I don't know why, but Dave, I tried, man. So I just wanted to put that out there.
And while we're doing that too, I think it's really important for me to say this, that a lot of people see my progress and such because I put it out there. You know, I do the videos, and I'm all over Twitter and Facebook and all that stuff. So I make myself, you know, very visible, you know, and I let people really see my journey. And so people, a lot of times, you know, hit me up, you know, I'm really proud of you for doing this, great work with this, you know, good stuff, you know, blah, blah, blah. And that's all great, and I appreciate it. But the reality is I would have never, ever, ever come as far as I have if it weren't for Team DDP Yoga. And more specifically, when I first signed on with Team DDP Yoga in May, Dave Orth was one of the first people to really jump on top of me and cultivate a relationship and answer all my questions. You know, I fired off questions in that room like no one's business. And Dave was always there to really answer those and really guide me along the way. So I have and this, I'm getting all mushy and sentimental here, and I'm sorry about that, but, you know, I have...
Yeah, I was just looking for my violin so I could join in.
Right, I have a huge amount of thanks that needs to go to Dave, because really, a huge amount of my success is attributed just to him.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know what? One of the things, I had seen something a while ago that was talking about, it was a forum post or something, but about the members that we push, and some people feel like they get too much attention. And, you know, I hate to bring this into a negative place, but a lot of the members that we pick, you know, Slim, you were doing the next40days.com, and I'm going to use you as an example because you're sitting here.
Right.
Virtually or, you know, relatively, but you were doing the next40days.com. You were on DDP Yoga, but you weren't like extremely visible the way that you are now.
Right.
And so you did the next40days.com to not only make yourself accountable, but to push yourself in a more positive direction in your life and with your choices, but also hopefully to inspire others to do that.
Right.
And I don't know who it was on the team, but somebody picked up on you and what you were doing and just got blown away. And, you know, I think you're a great example of this because you're the only warrior of the month that never submitted their story.
Right.
You never called into the radio show. You never pushed yourself out there. It's the reason that you're pushed out there is because people like me and Steve and Dallas put you out there. I pushed hard for you to be our first warrior of the month because I felt like you encapsulated everything that a warrior should be. Yeah, and there's a lot of stuff that you do behind the scenes that I've mentioned before, but I'm not going to talk about because that's your personal business. But,
sure.
You know, the thing is about most of these people that we're putting people out there like Slim, like Arthur, like Terry, like all the different examples that we have, because they're good examples of what you can accomplish. I mean, Terry was, you know, she wasn't a 20-year-old. Arthur started off with bad injuries. Slim is one of the heaviest guys that we have ever had on the team. And it's all these different things. So, you know, don't look at these people and think that, well, I should be featured there. And you know, it shouldn't be a jealousy thing. These people are there to inspire you and to show you what's possible. You know, so I haven't seen a lot of it, but I've seen enough of it just to bug me a little bit. So, you know, if you're bothered by somebody else like a Terry or a Slim being in the spotlight, don't be. You know, this is about you reaching your goals and your personal growth. So I just wanted to throw that out there.
Appreciate that, man.
No problem at all. And I know I interrupted someone on the... at some point.
Dude, that's your job, man.
Well, that's what I do. That's really my only marketable skill. So,
dude, that is one of many marketable skills. So, which is odd. We've actually chatted this show to an hour already.
It really does. You know, number one, it doesn't feel like it's been that long, and we actually have another caller on the line.
Cool. Let's hit them in 1 second. I wanted to throw two things out really quick. One, I've had two people ask already since I've thrown that. I had this base menu out that I worked and repeated every day. I have it. It's what I worked out for myself. I can send it to you. I am also going to post it on the site. It's already there. It's actually already there in my menu and in the updates, and I'll put it somewhere where you guys can find it. And I wanted to throw two quick welcome backs to a couple people, Morgan Thorpe from the UK and TD from the US. Some people who have tripped, fallen, have gotten, picked themselves back up and have gotten back on the journey, which is what Team DDP Yoga is all about. All right. Caller.
Welcome back.
Welcome back.
Oh, caller. Yes. Yeah, that was my cue. Then we've got the last caller of the night is from area code 615.
Hey, who do we have?
Don. This is Don.
Don.
Hey, guys.
Hey, how you doing, brother?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Not
I think
too
bad. I pronounced your name right.
I just wanted to toss out there, because I've been getting a lot of questions, the same question from a lot of new people. I figured I'd throw it out there about lower back pain when they first start. And I personally identified where that's coming from. Because I was doing it, and I was icing my back every night, And it comes from just doing the diamond cutter move. Because people, you're not protecting your back, like Dallas says to do. You're bending back at your back instead of pushing your hips forward. And you're trying to stretch, go too far back. And then you're putting too much strain on your lower back.
Yeah, you know, that's actually a really good point. Some tips for that may actually work. He does you guys know the ho-ho-ho stretch?
Yes.
Which is very similar to a diamond cutter. But what it does, instead of putting your arms out in front of your head and letting you leverage from your lower back instead of, like, sort of driving forward with your hips, it forces you to put your hands sort of on your hips and push your hips forward and doesn't allow you to go back as far. So if you want to try that, try the ho-ho-ho stretch and putting your hands behind your back instead of in the traditional diamond cutter and going back, you might find that you don't, you know, angle out on your back or leverage your back as much and create that pain. And on top of what Don said, if you're going to, in lieu of doing the ho-ho-ho, go straight with the diamond cutter still.
That was all that I had. I just wanted to toss that out there.
Cool.
Wait.
I appreciate you calling in, man.
All right, man. I hope everybody has a great Christmas.
Yeah, you too. Yeah.
Hey, you too, Don.
All right. Talk to you guys later.
All right. Take care, bro.
Okay. Man, quick and well said. That's another Warrior of the Month who just shared it last month with Katie, which is pretty cool. So little shout out to Katie Stifler and Don Schmelhaus, right?
That's close enough.
Okay. So, I think I said it better the first time, but we'll just call him Don Warrior of the Month.
Yes.
That'll work. So if you guys have seen their story and you have seen Slim's story and you think you can kick as much ass as they did or more, they can email us, right?
Absolutely. And hey, you know what? That actually goes along with what I was just thinking, is because one of the new sections we have on the site on ddpyoga.com under transformations is Team DDP Yoga members under construction. And what I've been doing is I've been contacting the people who have been submitting for Warrior of the Month, because it doesn't take them out of the competition, but it gives me their stories and their pictures and everything else. So I've been putting those people up under construction. But if you aren't there yet, if your transformation isn't done yet, but you're making progress and you want to kind of to show where you're at, shoot me an email at warrior@dallaspage.com and just, you know, shoot me your pictures and your stories and there's some more information, but I'll hit you back with that because it's too much for me to even remember. But we've got 7 or 8 people up there right now if you want to check that out, and we're definitely going to be adding more.
That's awesome, and it's a great story. And I think it's good to remind people too, Robert, about what you said about the featured members. It's the same thing with the Warrior. There's so many people applying, and there's so many good stories. I mean, you guys got to remember, we have between Facebook, there's over 13,000 members there. On Team DDP Yoga, there's 12,000 members there. And you know what? The two communities are almost completely unique. They're not,
right?
They're not totally mutually exclusive, but
yeah.
there is some overlap, but there's not a ton. Excuse me.
Yes.
So there's a ton of people getting attention from, you know, or looking for attention from DDP Yoga, and hopefully you guys get it, and it's not for lack of trying, but there's lots of people out there with lots of good stories, and, you know, you should feel proud of what you accomplish, even if, you know, you haven't had a chance to get spotlighted somewhere yet. So
yeah, absolutely. And, you know, for every I would say it's fair to say that for every single person that won Warrior of the Month, there's probably 10 that didn't. We get so many submissions for it. I mean, there were so many people that I really wanted to see win. And it's the kind of thing that you want to give it to everybody, because there's so many people who are out there doing the work and busting their butts and really deserve it. So it became so challenging. And I think the first time we did it, or the second time we did it, because the first time was Slim, but the second time, there was a pretty much a clear cut. Okay, this person really did it. But after that, it could have been four or five people on any one, and we had the hardest time. I'm sure everybody noticed that it took us weeks, you know, 1 or 2 weeks that we were late on getting those winners out there because we couldn't make a decision. There are so many people who just deserve it.
Oh yeah, and the thing is who was it? Was it Molly that won it a couple? Was it 2 months ago?
I think it was a little bit longer than that. We've had Ninja, and we've had you know, I should know this stuff, but then again, I've got like, you know, 30,000 things I should know in any given time. But yeah, I can actually pull that up real quick because I happen to be in front of my computer, you know.
But I was just going to say, and she was almost completely a Facebook member, you know, which is really cool.
Yeah, absolutely, and you know, and she. And that reminds me, if you go to the Warrior of the Month page, we're actually doing the voting right now for Warrior of the Quarter. And to keep it fair, we're not going to show you the results. We're going to keep the results because I don't want there to be someone out there going, hey, I'm only 3 votes behind, everyone vote for me. I want this to be fair. Go in there and vote for the person that you think really owned it, that really deserves to win the Warrior of the Quarter, which, what is that? In case you don't know, that means that the winner gets to spend the weekend with Dallas at Dallas's house, working out with him and Jake and Louie and Steve and all the guys. So go to ddpyoga.com and underneath Team DDP Yoga, hit the drop down for Warrior of the Month, and you can see Don and Katie and Nolan. I've got my cheat sheet up now. Ninja, Molly, and Slim.
That's damn cool, man. And I don't know, man, but we've rocked the show, and man, there's a bunch of Slimbo votes. Slim's getting a ton of love. There's no hate here for you, man. That's for sure. No lack of love for the Slim.
Yeah, I mean, even the people who have gotten to know you still like you. So that's got to say something.
I know. I still text Slim at least once a week for a little bit of love. I know that he's got all this fame and fortune now, you know. Yeah, it is. No, and Val just said it's the beard, but the thing is, if you haven't seen the bishop's beard, if you see Slim's brother's beard, it actually kicks Slim's beard in the ass.
That is such a weird thing to say. It really
people really think that I'm kidding when I say this, but for anybody to think that I have any talent or I am exceptionally good-looking or humorous or charming or what have you.
Do any of those things happen?
Not so much, no.
Okay.
But my older brother, Bishop, he's 11 months older than I am. He is exponentially smarter, funnier, better-looking, more talented, and has the most epic ginger beard of all times. Ever. If you think I'm anything, you guys would crap yourself if you ever met my brother.
You know, and it's funny, man, because this was, what, 2 weeks ago, Slim, that you came by here?
Somewhere around there, yeah, 2-3 weeks.
Yeah. Okay, so me and Slim comes over to visit because we'd never met, so we're here hanging out, and we go to see his friend Steve, who is now my new tattoo artist, and the guy is awesome, and we're all sitting there talking, and the first order of conversation is Slim's beard. So, Valley, you're onto something there, Valley. I don't know where it came from, but all of a sudden, the entire conversation circled around how cool Slim's beard was and how it's not growing as quickly as it should be.
You know what? His beard is growing as quickly as it should be because Slim's face is disappearing.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you put up that post, and I was going to say, man, your face—it's not your beard's growing; your face is retreating. But I didn't want it to be mean, like, okay, you're ugly, so your face is getting the hell out of there, you know. So I really had to phrase that correctly.
You know, there's so many places I can go with that comment. Remind me to tell you what I was going to say there, because this is somewhat of a family show, right? We can call this a kids' table show, so got to think of the kid. So, wow, we got a lot of cool stuff going on. I don't know if we should cap it or if you guys just want to bullshit for like 5 more minutes or what. What do you want to do? What radio show ends with us having like a vote on if we want to kill it or not?
Well, I could tell you this. We could take as long as we want because my wife walked in the room earlier and handed me a bunch of Christmas presents and said, I want you to open this now. And so I'm actually sitting on the couch playing with all my Christmas presents. So we could talk as long as you want. And the longer we talk, the more I get to play with my Christmas presents.
Or did you
that
get
is awesome.
Did you get any Transformers?
I didn't get any Transformers. My wife knows me incredibly well. She bought me two different tactical flashlights, one that fits in my pocket and one that is really huge, a 500-lumen flashlight, and she bought me a huge Gerber machete. How well does my wife know me that tactical flashlights and zombie-killing machetes is the way to go for me?
Does your wife have any sisters or, you know, like other personalities that are free or anything like that?
Unfortunately, no, but she does have a questionable brother.
I appreciate that. I do.
Yeah, but Slim, he probably has eyes. So, you know.
Aww. Well, no, and I have eyes. That's really the problem here.
Yeah, that is.
You dick.
Yeah. Slim. Wow. Okay. All right, then. Well, so, you know, since that's about the end of the show, then. We're coming up on the end of the year. I just want to say, think about 2012. You've got, you know, 10 days, 12 days to start thinking about what 2013 is going to look like for you. Don't make bullshit New Year's resolutions. Make something that's going to matter and follow the SMAC rules. And if you don't know what those are, hit somebody up on the site. Hit me up. We'll tell you. I'm not going to say them over to you. But do something that matters and do something that works and stick with them. And we'll do a couple shows about that, I'm sure, probably coming up either the next show or the next show after that or the show after that, something, you know.
Something.
It'll come.
Yes.
Yeah. So, and we still make, if Dallas isn't on, we should still get together and do that gluten-free alcohol tasting show for New Year's.
Yeah, I mean, yeah absolutely. Anything with alcohol, I'm good.
I mean,
I'm a lightweight, it should be.
What's that?
I said I'm a lightweight, so it should be really entertaining.
It should be all right because gluten-free, dairy-free, if you do it hardcore enough, you're really not drinking a lot of alcohol anyway. I mean, if you want to slim down. And I think we got a little bit of a flavor where I'm going to go out combining NyQuil and vodka tonight. Yeah, geez.
Val is in, so I say we do it.
Nice. Are you in, Slim?
Oh, dude, I was in before you even asked.
Nice. And we should all do this in the same place, so maybe I should fly to Tampa at the beginning of January.
Yeah, we can do it on webcam and then be annoying on two different medias at the same time.
Yeah, but it'd be okay because I'd make you guys look pretty. So.
You probably have a point there.
All right. Well, now that we've devolved the show, I'd like to say a Merry Christmas to both Slim and Mrs. Slim and Robert and your girls, Robert. I hope you guys have a great one.
Yeah, absolutely. You two, Sparky and Slim, and your wife and her other personality, and even the quirky brother. And the entire DDP Yoga family. I mean, all of you guys are awesome.
Sorry, go ahead.
No, that's all you, babe.
It was Slim's turn. Just wait.
Yes, it's my turn to send my sweet Merry Christmases. And Sparky and Robert and anyone else in the room who requested a Christmas card from Laura and myself. We sent just over 100 Christmas cards out this morning, so you guys should start seeing them over the next couple of days. And I put a special little surprise in every single person's Christmas card as a little gift from me to use. And I think once you see it, you'll know exactly what to do with it. But that's my
sticky to open, is it?
What's that?
Sorry. Go ahead.
My brain is going like 1,000 different places with that, so maybe we should just move on.
Yeah, you'll see it when you get it, and you'll know what to do.
Awesome. Okay, So now that we've taken Phil's machete and completely killed the show.
Yes. Yes.
And I just snorted. All right, guys. A very heartfelt Merry Christmas to all of Team DDP Yoga. You guys are wonderful. Thank you for tuning in to listen to us tonight. And actually, guys, this is amazing. We carried about 30 listeners, at least in the chat, all night, which is pretty damn cool. And a lot of them new people. So thanks for,
yeah, thanks not all of them hate us now, so that's pretty cool.
Yes. A brand new set of people we can turn away from DDP Yoga.
Yes.
Fantastic. And I wonder why Dallas keeps us around.
I don't know.
It's just because Dallas is too damn cool and actually loves us very much. So as much as he loves you. So a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Hopefully we'll talk to you before then, Team DDP Yoga. Thanks for hanging in there with us. Remember, permanent change doesn't come from temporary choices. And if the 10% comes a knocking, kick it square in the ass and live life at 90%.
Checked it today, man. That was a great workout, man.
The powerbomb set up by Paige. Into the Diamond Cutter.
I don't believe it. Diamond Cutter out of the powerbomb.
We're going home.
You've been listening to DDP Radio. Tune in again next week for another edition of DDP Radio with more great guests, inspiration, and news from Diamond Dallas Page and Team DDP Yoga. Keep up all the great work and, most importantly,
own your life.
This has been a Talk Radio.